Hey, good afternoon, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us on a short notice. We are obviously out with some news we're excited to talk a bit about. This will be a relatively short connect. We're going to cap this about 30 minutes today, but we will also see then how the Q&A flow for the next couple of minutes. I actually have only one slide this time to share before we open up for Q&A. So why don't we go into next slide, please? And listen, we had earlier today a good discussion with the board of directors, and we have decided on a new direction to transform our production in the U.S. towards packaging materials. And one part of that means that we will not move forward with the planned and original cartonboard conversion in Escanaba. And let me just pause there for a second and give some perspective, because we have worked long and hard over the past 18 months to find a solution. I think you heard me repeatedly talking about this over the past quarterly calls. And we have reviewed many different scopes. We looked at different ways of getting this together, but also reusing a bigger part of the existing assets. We also looked at different ways of how we can phase this out over different period of time. Now, the conclusion is pretty clear that the investment level remains a massive challenge. And I can say that the investment level needed, they are much, much higher versus our ingoing projections. And yes, on that last sentence, I did choose my words carefully. And for me, then it gets quite simple. If the economic condition change, we will adjust accordingly, and we do something else. Now, I'm very excited, actually, that when we look back over the last couple of years, and pretty much to the day, 2 years since we took over the North American business, we have learned that actually we have better than expected flexibility on the current asset base in North America. That means we are confident that we can start shifting gradually our portfolio mix towards other packaging material grades. That job, to some extent, has already started. In particular, we are talking about growing our positions towards containerboard, but also we have good confidence to increase our exposure into low grammage cartonboard. Now, this will require some level investments, and that is yet to be fully confirmed, but I can say that this will be on a much more moderate level, particular versus what we looked earlier for the FBB conversion. And hence, we are very confident that this will yield a stronger return and be a much more attractive proposition. For me, this is really excellent news. And for us, there's not even an option to talk about Billerud going forward without Billerud North America part of this. We've been so impressed since we took over 2 years ago, how the cultural fit has been, what performance we've been able to see quarter after quarter, and also what access to cost-competitive fiber we see in that very good central U.S. location. So we are extremely excited to still go right on to the strategy. We are moving our product portfolio towards packaging materials, but we're going to do this more sequentially, more as an evolution versus the original plan. We would expect to arrange a capital market day during one of the later months of 2024 to talk even more about some of the details and the gradual journey we look to undertake. So with that, I hand it back to operator for Q&A.
If you wish to ask a question, please dial star five on your telephone keypad to enter the queue. The next question comes from Robin Sebastian Santavirta from Carnegie. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much, and hello, everybody. Now, I was just wondering if you could share some information about the current plan you have in North America. What kind of investments do you foresee for the midterm, whatever it's, 3 to 5 years, and what kind of production conversions or paperboard production could you reach during, say, 3 to 5 years with the new plan?
Hey, and good afternoon, Robin. So listen, I completely understand the question and in many ways anticipated this question. It's a bit premature for us to go into all of these details today, but I can try to give a little bit more spin. I think you probably need at this point to start looking at the different assets, machine for machine. I think, Quinnesec Mill for us, that's the flagship. It's the crown jewel of a North American business. That is a very, very good machine. I think you are aware of this, and the newest mill in pulp and paper in North America. We are expecting to fully, use that still as a coated free sheet. So having exposure for graphic is still where that has a good match. Now, we're aware of the challenge with the market decline on graphic, and we do expect, and we already have had very good test trials on this, on how we can add more specialty paper also on that machine. And we've also done some very encouraging test runs on coated liner on that machine that has provided some very strong customer feedback. If you go into the Escanaba Mill, and I think you might know that we have three machines over there, the simpler one to talk about is probably we have the E3, and that is a machine today which is first and solely worked on specialty. And specialty, I think, fits our portfolio like hand in a glove. That is in a growing market, and we have good plans, and definitely that's part of our strategic sweet spot going forward. E1 is a smaller one of machines, and we will probably then look into a mix of that between some graphic paper, but we might also be able then to start filling that into different items with low grammage carton, and we might even have some other kraft paper on this. E4 is still the machine that we are working on. It's a pretty new machine, and it's just a bit more than 40 years old. Part of the challenge for us is how we can increase the caliber on this and run a little bit thicker material. We have a good view that also the containerboard mill, the containerboard path is what we're going to pursue there in combination with graphic. Now, in terms of the investment, again, I think it's a bit premature. We did choose our words carefully also here, where we talk about a much more moderate investment profile. We, as always, have a bit of a base CapEx that is the foundation, and we do expect some additions to this for the first couple of machines I talked about, in particular for Quinn and for the other machines in Escanaba. That should be, call it, relatively on a small level. And we just need a bit more time to review the different options on exactly how the plan and the sequence will pan out on the E4.
All right. Thank you.